I've asked John Tumhead if he might join us today, normally on a Monday, but yesterday I spoke with Hone as momentum builds, which might suggest that he's not too far away from being confirmed as a candidate. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. But I was interested, John, in the reforming of the executive committees, and Hone is talking about re-establishing branches into Te Tukuru. Might you be kind enough, Te Rangatira, to just talk us through what's going on there? We'll start into Te Tunga and the need to re-establish an executive committee for Te Pāti Māori. What's behind this, and tell us where we're at with it, please, John.
Oh, look, we haven't had a fully functioning electorate committee that services the membership in Te Taitunga or Te Taitokerau for the best part of 10 to 11 months. And we've been caught in a bit of a vacuum there because of the legalities, etc. People that were embarking in a very difficult moment in time when a movement like ours is desperately needed to be unified, who are looking to advance personal interests in that, and I'll leave it at that. But the net result of that is that we had two electorates that were not participating and did not participate. So, cut a long story short, we're now in a position to renew those electorate executives. So, and they're chosen by the members in that particular rohe to serve the interests of the members within the rohe. And so we appointed a new executive at a special general meeting of Te Taitunga on Sunday, and that went extraordinarily well. And the number of people that are there just because they support the movement and they support what we stand for, and they're not interested in all the shenanigans. They just want to get on and knock this terrible regime out that's governing us at the moment on November the 7th. And so that's all set. Candidate nominations, of course, are open in both Te Taitunga and Te Taitokerau. Hone's got out of the gate really quick, and that's what a seasoned campaigner does, and big ups to him for doing that.
He was mentioning that he wants to re-establish a branch network through Te Tukuru. What's lost by it not being in existence for the last little while, John?
Oh, it's not been in existence for more than the last little while. It's if you don't have a network that represents different parts of our large constituencies, for instance, if I could use Te Tukuru as just an exemplar of what I'm talking about, you need to have organisation in Tarakipai Whenua on the shore. You need to have organisation in Waipareira in the west. You need them to move north into the Kaipara. You then need to move further north, Whangarei, then further north into and around Kai Koe Kawakawa, then further north into Kai Tai, etc. And it's because you need local activists who are supportive, and you've got to build mana with them, you've got to build loyalty for them, and you've got to show that they count, that their views are filtered through to new policy or new constructs or whatever. And so if you don't have that, and that has not been in place in both of those electorates, you're going to have problems. But here's the beauty about our movement. It's bigger than individual entitlement, and it's bigger than individuals. It's better than that. And so we're rebuilding, and it's got people that are coming on board who are there for the right reasons, not to advance their own interests.
Tēnā koe, John. I had the privilege of anchoring a panel discussion at the Auckland Writers' Festival on a book that's been published 50 years of the Waitangi Tribunal. And in one chapter, there is significant reference to Te Whanau Waipareira and how the tribunal was utilised, in effect, by you to highlight the barriers to getting equitable outcomes in social service delivery. It feels at times that commentary now has people who resent the fact that you used Pākehā law to advance the interests of Te Whanau or Waipareira, But it's not like you went outside the bounds of convention. I mean, you just used what was available for you to establish, proudly, Te Whanau Waipiraire Trust. When you look back at the role that the tribunal played in the growth of the trust all those years ago, how important a vehicle does it remain to this day, 50 years on from its establishment, to give opportunities for Māori, deserved opportunities for our people to advance, as was the case when you put numerous challenges to the tribunal back in the day?
Yes, well, let's take your first point first and then move to your second point. The first point you made was we use Pākehā law. Well, here's the thing, Dale. Every tribe that has settled, every iwi that has settled, has used Pākehā law. So I don't know who is criticising us. We used Y414. That's our claim. And we used that on two fronts. Firstly, Māori society had moved and evolved and had to move and evolve and meet new environmental circumstances in the cities. And Waipiraire is the whānau whānui for West Auckland, and Hone Waititi is its marae. And we had to demonstrate that in defending who we were and then advancing who we are, we needed different models. And an 1840 time warp model determined that we had not moved out of rural areas in large numbers, and actually had been, this had been engineered, socially engineered, that this happened. And so we had to come to the city and learn to love one another, learn to love one another's tikanga, and learn to bond together, because as Māori we had more in common than others. And so that's what Y414 did. What Y414 was the first contemporary claim. Every other claim had been historical up till that day. We took a contemporary claim saying, in our contemporary world, the treaty walks with me. I don't leave it with my cousin, Herewini Parata, to determine my interests on behalf of me as Ngāti Porou and Tāmaki Makaurau. Because he can't, he doesn't, and he never will. Nor will they back home. So we had to build it. Now, that's just part of the wallpaper. Now it's taken for granted. And of course, we have got the consent of, the endorsement of, and gone through all the protocols for mana whenua. But we don't constrain mana whenua. We don't get in the way of mana whenua. But we have a per capita entitlement to be delivered where we are domiciled. And that's our claim on behalf of all Māori living outside their rohe. And so I don't see the use of white man's law, given the fact that unless you commit a revolution and overthrow them and run them all out of the country, that ain't going to happen. You're caught within certain constructs and you have to use them to the best of your benefit. So the Waipiraire claim is a historical postholder for an acknowledgement that we as a people do evolve. We suffer environmental circumstances not of our making, but we navigate them, reconstruct ourselves, and keep our own kawa and tikanga together. And that's to suggest that Hone Waititi hasn't done that, or Wātea hasn't done that, or Papakura Marae hasn't done that, or our 50 urban marais up here, is just not true.
Well, I thought it was a wonderful reference contained within the book when it was looking at policies and particularly housing in a piece that was contributed to by Jacqueline Paul. Is the tribunal still the vehicle 50 years on, and how long do you think it will be an effective tool for our people's advancement, John?
Well, it's going to evolve, like all things have to evolve. Where Te Pāti Māori is taking it is to the establishment of a Treaty of Waitangi Commissioner. So every piece of legislation has to pass the Commission as to whether it upholds the principles and the honouring of our foundation constitutional documents upon which our Parliament rests. So if you recall, Luxon made a State of the Nation corridor about the world we live in. At no time did he mention the constitutional basis of this country. At every moment in time, he has indicated that the new world order is prevailing. It's an order that is of uncertainty, and that they need to get some certainty. All Māori have been asking since 1840 is, fulfil your bargain, Luxon, and bring certainty so we as an Indigenous people that consented to you being here can move on, okay, without you pushing our head under the water all the time. So, you know, it's a very important a document, and it's a document that evolves.
He seeks social cohesion. I can't imagine that there has been a governing term that has created, less social cohesion. But that's a point we'll raise with them. Other matters we'll chat on as well, John, but thanks for giving us some clarity about this, really setting up with those executives. Thank you.